Welcome back to Sports Call on Tiger 93.9 FM and streaming online at sportscallauburn.com. JJ Jackson, Ryan Lavoy, and Brooks Childress. Today we are broadcasting live from Kigo's Restaurant here in Auburn, 203 Opelika Road. Come by, say hello to us. Check out the great menu that's happening and that they have here at Kios as well. We want to go to our phone lines and welcome in our friend Sam Blum from AL.com here into the Friday edition of Sports Call. Sam, my friend, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing quite well, Sam. We're reminding our listeners that the last time we spoke was during that weather delay at the College World Series. You were in Omaha, Nebraska, and then if I'm not mistaken, in the time since, Sam, you've been over to Wimbledon. What was that experience like?
It was a great experience. You know, you think you escape Auburn, and then we actually went and saw Andreas Mies, doubles player who recently won the French Open and went to Auburn. So, you know, we even got a little bit of Auburn while we were out there. You know, out there across the pond, and it's really cool. So it was a bucket list final thing. So it was really fun.
Who's your pick to win Wimbledon now that we're here entering the finals here, Sam? Yes. You got Djokovic or Federer?
I love going in the early days when you don't have to. I don't ever get to watch any of those guys play. I love to go to the outer courts and just see random people, you know. But I'll go with Federer because, you know, it's just go for him at 21. It was an incredible match this morning.
Sure, absolutely. Federer and Djokovic will play in the men's final, and of course Serena Williams going for yet another Wimbledon championship as well. Sam Blum of AL.com joining us here. Let's turn our attention now to some more local sports. Sam, and you're gearing up for your first SEC media days, if I'm not mistaken. What are you most looking forward to next week, Sam?
You're right. It's a four-day event, man. When I cover the ACC, we're in and out in a few hours. This is crazy. So I think it'll be really interesting. You get the entire conference there. We had a little bit of that when I went down to Destin for the SEC spring meetings. But this is all football. Really more less about all the things going on in the conference. A lot more about the actual teams. It's really the kickoff for the season in a lot of ways. I think that's how a lot of coaches probably think of it. So I think Auburn did a pretty good job with who they selected to come down. You have these three senior linemen. I think the PR guys kind of created this really good narrative. A lot of people are going to be asking about, Derrick Brown and Marlon Davidson, and just the fact that they're, probably the two best guys on what you could argue is the best, defensive line in the conference, if not the country. So it's they were smart about who they brought down. And I think Gus is probably pretty happy to be the last coach talking. So a lot of the media might not even be there to talk to him.
Sam, are you optimistic that something productive will come out of SEC Media Days? Because I know some members of the beat are not as thrilled about SEC Media Days, that it's much to do about nothing sometimes. But are you at least hopeful that something might occur?
Yeah, I think we'll get some interesting times to talk to some people maybe outside of the Auburn. Probably not a good opportunity to talk to Kelly Bryant for the first time about just, that whole decision process that he went through. I plan on want to ask Kirby Smart about recruiting away George Pickens. So you get an opportunity to talk to some coaches and players maybe that you wouldn't at other points during the year. So will it be incredibly productive? I think any press conference where you go in thinking Gus Malzahn is going to give you something incredibly productive, you should probably, I don't know. It's not a good situation. But, it'll be interesting. You get a chance to ask some questions. I think there are some interesting storylines happening in Auburn right now, maybe even outside of the football field. I think even in the administration side of things going on behind the scenes with the new president or the old president, how you want to look at it. There's some budget cuts. There's a new football facility. So there's some things to ask about. And, whether or not he gives a good answer or any of the players give a good answer, I always appreciate the opportunity to ask it.
Sam, what do you think as far as the second-year head coaches in the league? You got Dan Mullen, Jimbo Fisher, Jeremy Pruitt, the list goes on and on. Are you expecting, or what are you expecting from those guys, not only at Media Days, but this year, and just kind of judge how important year two is for some of those guys?
I think I'll start off with a guy like Jimbo Fisher. Texas A&M doesn't have an incredibly experienced, at least on offense, they're not incredibly experienced. It'll be interesting. I mean, they have a really tough schedule, and it's kind of a mixture of a ton of expectations. Like Gus Malzahn, extremely highly paid coach, highly paid staff, and there's going to be expectations for them to win, and whether or not they're able to do that right now in year two, like you said, it could create an interesting situation when you get a little back into that end of the season. Jeremy Pruitt, You know, Auburn obviously got a really good look at what he's doing in their turnaround there at Tennessee with that, you know, kind of devastating loss last year. Really ended Auburn's season in a lot of ways. So I think that there's, you know, some interesting storylines. I think Tennessee is certainly one of those teams that, you know, you kind of hope they make a little bit of a jump because they're outside of that Auburn game. They really didn't, you know, have an incredible season. But, yeah, there's, you know, some chances to talk to some of the coaches and maybe even get some Auburn storylines because, you know, they obviously get to play those teams and or not Tennessee this year, but they got a chance to play them last year. Maybe they have a little bit of perspective on, what ailed Auburn last year and maybe what they, you know, could be doing better this season.
Sam, you look at the conference as a whole, 9 teams are bringing quarterbacks here to the SEC Media Days. What do you think it says about the state of the conference that 9 quarterback battles are essentially, you know, wrapped up before we even get to fall camp?
Yeah, you know, and it's, it's whether or not you see, is it always a great situation that you have a quarterback situation wrapped up? I mean, I think Auburn probably feels pretty good about the fact that, you know, they have 2 guys who they probably think are can compete, or maybe they have a guy in mind that they think is going to be the guy. So, you know, it's, you know, yeah, not having a quarterback battle going into fall camp, I think that gives you some sort of an advantage. But it's, you know, it's not the be-all, end-all. And like I said, I think it'll be interesting to, maybe get an opportunity to talk to some of those guys. Like I said, even a particular guy like Kelly Bryant, who was so close to being, you know, probably in that seat for Auburn coming into the season, probably the guy that would have brought to, you know, to Media Days had he chose to come to stay here, So, yeah, there's some, you know, there's a good opportunity to hear from some of them. And, you know, I don't know what it means that, you know, if you have a quarterback battle or you don't have a quarterback battle, it's just one of those, you know, those talking points kind of going into a Media Days, going into a, you know, a training camp type of situation.
We're talking with Sam Blum from AL.com here on the Friday edition of Sports Call. Sports Call live today from Keogh's Restaurant here in Auburn, 203 Opelika Road. Sam, as we gear up for SEC Media Days next week and sticking with the quarterback position, a week away from the event and obviously still some time to go, and fall camp will ultimately probably decide this. But does your gut give you, are you leaning one way or the other, whether it'll be Bo Nix or Joey Gatewood that starts at quarterback for Auburn this year yet?
If I had to take a guess, and, you know, it's probably not my job to speculate, but you just got to read between the lines of just maybe some of the comments that have been made. And I even look back to going back to the event in Dothan, I think it was on May 1st, where Gus referred to Joey Gatewood as 1A and then maybe Bo Nix as 1B or was 1 and then 1A or something like that. That's what my gut is. I feel like Joey Gatewood right now is probably someone who's out in front. You know, even going back to April, I think it was 13th when they had the A-Day, and afterward, you know, Gus was raving a little bit more strongly about Joey and just, you know, you guys haven't seen him, you know, in our live scrimmage when, you know, he's a different player when, you know,
right.
You know, the tackle. So, I mean, he's made some more comments about him. My guess is they probably have him out in front right now, and they're just kind of use these first couple weeks of training camp to solidify that feeling before they make an announcement. But, I mean, like I said, there's a couple of weeks to solidify. Maybe something's changed over the summer. Maybe, you know, they have a different feeling going in. Maybe I'm just completely talking out of my, you know what.
Sure.
No idea, but that's my gut.
Sure. Sam Blum joining us here on the Friday edition of Sports Call. So outside of that quarterback competition with Auburn's football team specifically, what is most intriguing to you as they gear up for 2019?
You mean on the field or?
On the field. Yes, on the field.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some other, you know, position battles. You got, like, Dontavius Russell leaving. Ope leaves, you know, kind of an interesting opening there that, you know, defensive tackle. And I know they've tried to maybe use Nick Coe and be a little more versatile there. And you have Tyron Truesdale who can play there. And somebody like Daquan Newkirk is coming back from injury. So there's, you know, that defensive line, I think, is really, and they, like I said, they did a good job to bring the right players to kind of create that storyline. For Media Days, and I think that it will be something that's talked a lot about. The fact that these guys have a ton of players with experience. You know, people like Big Cat Bryan, and will be fighting for playing time, even despite the fact that they're talented. They've had opportunities, they've already played well. So it's kind of a loaded defensive line. Even the guy, like they had Richard Buehner transfer, and I don't really think it means much for that, you know, the defense, even though he was someone they probably expected to play, it just hurt their depth a little bit. And another thing that I think we'll be at least asked about, because you can't go anywhere in the SEC or anywhere in college football without coaches and players being asked about the transfer portal. And I think it's a fair question to Gus in particular, because we look back to last season, I think six or seven guys transferred in the middle of the season. And Gus is really, he said, oh, we want to quote unquote solve that issue. And I coaches have been talking about solving the issue of transfers, but I don't think necessarily that's possible. I think the only way you could solve it is by, placating to what people want, or really having open dialogues with players ahead of time, kind of having an idea of maybe if they're thinking of transferring or what their, expectations are for playing time. So maybe they're going to do a better job of that. Maybe they're going to monitor that a little bit better because, at the end of the day, you might not be losing the best players, but you are losing some of the best players. I think Auburn is going to try to avoid that and try to maybe figure out a way. And I think they'll be asked about maybe their plan for that or their perspective on what it might mean for the football team and what it did mean for the football team last year.
Sam, we want to shift over to a sport that just recently ended, baseball. This past week, the Auburn baseball team received news that Edouard Julien will not come back to school and then sign with the Minnesota Twins after he said that he was going to come back to Auburn. What does it mean for the team? Like, what going forward do you think this Auburn baseball team does to replace Edouard Julien's bat and at third base?
Well, first off, I think in the future, Auburn has learned a lesson not to put out these tweets and these statements. It's an embarrassing moment for them. I mean, listen, great for Edouard Julien to make a ridiculous signing bonus for an 18th round pick. I mean, that's the kind of money you'd get if he was picked in the fourth round. But I think it's silly that they put out, an entire press release stating that he was coming back when, the deadline's today. So you should wait till the deadline passes before you make any bold statements about players leaving or not. And I think that they kind of look a little silly now that Edouard Julien has decided to sign. But you're right, it's a big loss for him. I mean, this is a guy who was in the middle of the order. He hit like 600 over the Super Regional and the College World Series. And then I think he carried that over to the Coast Cowboys, where he was hitting about 400 in the first six games. So that is probably why he got the signing bonus that he did. And it's a big loss in the middle of the order. What that kind of means, a guy like Everett Lau, who, maybe would have been their third baseman, but decided to enter the transfer portal, will he kind of jump back off maybe because they feel like he might play a little bit more? That's a possibility. I have no idea, though. I mean, it's going to mean they're going to have to fill in a significant hole in their roster and their lineup because, even though he struggled a lot, Julien was the guy who led the team in RBIs by a significant amount, and when he had a guy like Will Holland, who also was, big part of their order, he's gone now. So it's not as, the transition might not be as easy as everyone thought it would be from year to year.
You can follow him on Twitter, at SamBlum3 is where you should go for all the best Auburn news. He's the beat reporter for AL.com there. Him and Tom Green do a great job covering the Tigers. Sam, we really do appreciate the time. We look forward to seeing you next week in Hoover, but let our listeners know what they can expect from you and Thomas as you guys gear up for a busy week next week at SEC Media Days.
Yeah, we'll be there all week too. So it'll be not just stories in Auburn. I think we're going to try to talk to a bunch of different players, coaches, from around the conference, and maybe talk to those guys about stories that relate to Auburn. But it'll be guys you don't hear from all the time. So hopefully you find that interesting. Yeah, check us out at AL.com at anytime.
Sam, we appreciate the time today. We'll catch up down the line soon.